Good morning. So one of the sermons that I think 7-8 years old. So I will and the music was wonderful. And tired. And honestly, kind of itchy from the uniforms. And so the youth leader walks up. This is the sermon I'll never forget. He says, Jesus loved you, and he emptied all of heaven to save you. And then a closing prayer. To this day, I still remember it. Now, I'm not going to be... or get stuck in suspense. Or honestly, watch it online afterwards, but we're not gonna give you that option. So someday, but not this time. And I had all these great ideas, and then two things happened. The elders came back to me and they said, we want to talk about Jesus. Amen. We want to talk about Jesus. We are a Christian church, and we really want to talk about Jesus. And I said, that's my favorite topic. I love doing that. And the second thing that happened is one of the high school... He said, Pastor Kenton, I have a question for you. I said, okay. Yes, you need to turn in that assignment tomorrow. He said, no, it's not about that. But I'll think of it. He said, I want to start reading the Bible, and I really don't know where to start. Where do I start reading the Bible? So I'm going to tell you that I have an answer to that. And that is informing that, and the elders are informing what we're going to be doing for the next couple of months here. Because whenever people ask me, I want to start reading the Bible, where do I start? I always take them to one place, and that is the Gospel of Mark. See, the Gospel of Mark is an interesting book. It's the short... Gospels, why we're just looking at who Jesus is according to Mark. So come next week. But if you want to get a sneak peek of what we're going to be talking about, we're going to be talking about this all the way till the first week of April, read the Gospel of Mark. If you listen to it, like I did and do, it's really, really short. Most audiobooks are going to be way longer than the Gospel of Mark. Like I said, it's only 16 chapters and it's very fast. So if you would like to know what we're going to be talking about in the next couple of months, read the Gospel of Mark and see if you can figure out where we're going with this. And in the meantime, God loves you so much that he emptied all of heaven to save you. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much for the beautiful service that we had today. The way that we learned about your love and your patience and your kindness through the two chickens in the children's story. Through the beautiful music that we heard, both the praise singing and the special music. Through the ways that the food bank is being your actual hands and feet in serving this community. Thank you for this wonderful church. And thank you for loving us so much that you came to die for us. We love you. And bring us back next week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.